Hi, this is Steve Downes, and we're back with our tribute to Jimi Hendrix. One of the best all-out rockers from Electric Ladyland was written about the women who constantly threw themselves at musicians' feet. Noel Redding says, while on tour, things got pretty crazy.
Probably because I'd go off with my load of women, he'd go off with his load of women.
If you're wondering how they created that unique sound on Crosstown Traffic, it was Hendrix playing a comb. Electric Ladyland was the first album to list Jimmy as the producer. That came about primarily due to the change in the way the band recorded, as Chaz Chandler recalled.
He wasn't listening in the studio. He was, at one time we used to go in the studio and record and would have ideas thrown around. When we started on the Electric Ladyland album, I might as well have not been sitting there. He wasn't listening. And so I just said, well, I'm not going to sit around for the ride, you know. I'd rather be doing something that I feel I'm a part of.
Noel Redding.
The band had gone funny by the end of 68. We all realised that we basically needed a rest. And we all realised that we wanted to do our own little things. But Electric Lady, that's when Chaz was still there and it started. Too many people in the studio, too many additives, too many takes, you know. 10, 12 takes, 13 takes. And like Mitch and I just say, oh, this is ridiculous. We go down the scene.
Some of the best moments in the studio happened by accident. This next tune, according to keyboard player Mike Finnegan, was just a jam session. It wasn't even supposed to be released.
Hey, man, take a look out the window and see what's happening. Thank you.
let the sun take a holiday. Flowers bathe and see the children play. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Well, I can see a bunch of wet creatures. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise it sings, the tears splashing. Even the ducks can groove. Rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And I'm you too.
Sgt. Pepper and Tommy were both concept albums. Noel Redding says Electric Ladyland was to have a continuous theme as well.
There's a theme thing for the third album. The theme was like the Electric Ladyland, and then the further themes were all these electric churches and stuff, which is what he was thinking about at that point. And Electric Ladyland was supposed to be that.
Thank you.
Gypsy Eyes from Electric Ladyland. That album was one of the last LPs of the psychedelic era. The Jimi Hendrix Experience were leaders of the psychedelic movement, musically and visually. For Jimmy, his colorful image was just a sign of the times.
Well, you know, I don't consider it actually necessary, you know, because there's a lot of groups around, like, for instance, well, you know, there's a lot of pop stars around, like Engelbert and Humperdinck, you know, and Cat Stevens and all the beautiful people, you know, they don't necessarily have to have long hair. It's just, you know, me myself personally, and I believe this, you know, goes for the other cats too, is, you know, I dig it, you know. I think it's very nice, you know, especially in your own style. And, you know, as far as the clothes goes, well, anything I see that I like, regardless of what it looks like, or regardless, you know, how much it costs, if it costs only 2 shillings, you know, I'll get it if I like it, you know, or if it, you know, if it would suit me or something.
When we return, Jimmy performs at the historic Woodstock Festival.
It's back.
Side effects season.
Help!
When the side effects of your allergy medicine hit you as hard as your allergy congestion, that drowsiness, that painful dried out feeling in your sinuses.
Can I feel better, not worse?
This side effects season.
Take Sudafed instead. Sudafed relieves allergy congestion and painful sinus pressure without unwanted side effects.
So I really do feel better.
This
side effects season.
Feel better, not worse, with Sudafed. Use as directed.
Discover Card presents Music Discover Style. I'm J.J. Jackson. Who's produced more number one hits than anyone else in chart history? Don Was? Phil Spector? Well, he started making comedy records in the early 60s, but happily shifted gears when he met a young band from Liverpool. For 7 years, he produced virtually every hit the Beatles recorded, including 19 number ones, making George Martin the top gun of producers. Now, take note of this.
So you want to see my Discover Card statement?
Give me it. I want to look.
Paula Poundstone reviews John Lithgow.
John, I can tell from your statement that there has been a trip here.
This was a camp trip.
Camping? Can you use the Discover Card when you're camping?
I bought things that I didn't even know existed, like an inflatable sink.
This is not even camping that you're doing. Why not bring an inflatable dishwasher?
To apply for your Discover Card, just call 1-800-IT-PAYS-2.
I have my eye on an inflatable camp shower.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Use it where you see the Nova sign.
I'm J.J. Jackson for Music Discover Style, enhancing people's lives through music. Brought to you by Discover Card.